百昆特之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月4日，星期日。我们今天又一次非常非常荣幸的邀请到了圣诞者我们的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的吉祥的圣殿波迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
We wish you a very wonderful Mid-Autumn Festival。
我祝福大家有一个非常美妙的中秋节。
And today we are beginning also with a new chapter。
而且我们今天呢也要开始一个新的章节。
So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, and we're going to begin with text number 1, answers by citing the Lord's version。
那我们今天要读的呢是圣殿波迦瓦坛的第二篇第九章。我们今天要读的是第一十节，这一章的题目是引用至尊主的说法作答。
Shri Shuka Vacha。
Shri Shuka Vacha。
Atma。
Atma。
Mayam。
Mayam。
Rite。
Rite。
Rajan。
Rajan。
Atma mayam rite rajan。
Atma mayam rite rajan。
Parasya。
Parasya。
Anubhava atmana。
Anubhava atmana。
Parasya anubhava atmana。
Parasya nubhavatmana
na
na
gateta
gateta
artha
artha
sambandha
sambandha
na gateta artha sambandha
na gateta sambandha
svapna
Svapna
Drashtu
Drashtu
Iva
Iva
Anjasa
Anjasa
Svapna Drashtu Rivanjasa
Svapna Drashtu Rivanjasa
Rishuka Uvacha
Rishuka Uvacha
Atma mayam rite rajan。
Atma mayam rite rajan。
Parasya nubhavatmanah。
Parasya nubhavatmanah。
Nagate tartha sambandha。
Nagate tartha sambandha。
Svapna drashtu rivanjasa。
Svapna drashtu rivanjasa。
Word for word.
Rishuka Vacha. Rishuka Vacha. Shukadeva Goswami 说
Atma.
Atma.
Mayam.
Mayam. 能量
Rite.
Rite. 没有
Rajan.
Rajan. 君王啊
Parasya.
阿达夏纯粹的灵魂的
Anubhava Atmana
Anubhava Atmana 具有纯净意义意识的
Na
Na 永不
Gateta
Gateta 可以这样发生
Artha
Artha 意思
Sambandha
Sambandha 与物质躯体的关系
Svapna
Svapna 梦
Drashtu
Drashtu 见者的
Eva,
Eva 像
Anjasa,
Anjasa 完全的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由圣 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，圣苏克迪瓦戈斯瓦米说，君王啊，人除非受至尊人格守神的能量的影响，否则与具有纯净意识的纯粹灵魂建立躯体方面的关系根本就没有意义。那种关系就像人在梦中看自己的身体在工作一样。要旨，这节诗完美地回答了 Parakasita 王的问题，即灵魂既然不同于物质的躯体和心念，它是怎样开始过物质生活的？灵魂与物质不同，但却因为受至尊主的外在能量 Atma Maya 的影响，完全沉浸在物质的生灵概念中。这一点在第一篇有关 Vyasadev 对至尊主和他的外在能量的认识中已经做了解释。外在能量由至尊主控制，并根据至尊主的意愿控制生物，因此生物虽然在它纯粹的状态下意识纯净，但在至尊主外在的能量影响下服从至尊主的意旨意。佛家梵歌第十五章的第十五十节也证实了这同一个事实，说至尊主处在每一个生物体的心中，所有的生物体的意识和遗忘都受至尊主的控制。现在下一个问题自然是，至尊主为什么要影响生物体有这样的意识和遗忘呢？答案是，至尊主很显然希望生物作为他不可缺少的一部分，恢复其原本的纯净意识，为他做爱心服务。但由于他也赐予生物部分独立选择的权利，生物就有可能选择不愿意为他做服务，而试图变得像至尊主一样完全的独立自主。所有对至尊主没有分爱之心的生物都想变得像至尊主一样强大有力，尽管事实上这对他们来说是不可能的。生物之所以被至尊主的意愿所迷惑，是因为他们想与至尊主一样，正如不具备当国王资格的人却想当国王。生物一旦想成为至尊主，就被置于一个他以为自己是国王的梦境中，所以生物的第一个罪恶概念就是想要成为至尊主。为此，至尊主决定让生物忘记自己真实的生活，梦想着可以生活在一片可以当神的乌托邦的土地上。小孩哭喊着要母亲给他月亮，母亲便拿一面镜子给小孩，用月亮在镜中的反射去满足哭啼不安的孩子。同样，至尊主也给他那些哭喊的孩子以灵性世界的倒影物质世界，让他为作为功利性活动者卡米去主宰物质世界，在受到挫折后放弃主宰的念头，产生想与至尊主合一的念头。这两种状况都只不过是梦幻错觉，我们不需要去追查生物是何时产生这种想法的。事实是，他们一旦这么想，就立刻因为至尊主的意志被置于了外在能量 Atma Maya 的控制下。这样在物质的受制约的状态下，生物梦想着这是我的和这是我。受制约的灵魂把他的物质躯体梦想成是我，或错误的以为自己是至尊主，一切与他那个物质躯体有关的事物都是我的。因此只有在梦中，我和我的错误概念才一世复一世的持续下去。生物只要认识不到自己的真实身份是至尊主不可缺少的所属部分，只要没有这种纯净的意识，就会一世复一世的轮回下去。然而生物只要保持纯净的意识，就没有错误概念的梦想，永远都不会认为自己是至尊主，永远都不会忘记自己是至尊主的永恒仆人，对至尊主怀着超然的爱心。译文，圣苏卡迪瓦戈斯瓦米说，君王啊，人除非受至尊人格守神能量的影响，否则与具有纯净意识的纯粹的灵魂建立躯体方面的关系根本就没有意义。那种关系就像人在梦中看自己的身体在工作一样。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jnana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachacade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyacha Kripa Sindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we, Srila Prabhupada in his purport, again presented the, in a nutshell, all the philosophy, very complete, very perfectly, how the conditioned soul come to the, why the individual soul comes to become covered by material energy.
所以在今天这个世界的样式里呢，舒拉巴帕他有非常完美的、非常完整的把我们的这个哲学进行了一个概述，告诉我们，我们这些受条件限制的灵魂，他如何来到了这个物质世界，并且被这个物质能量所覆盖着。Because
the question is, the soul it's has no material activity. A soul has no material existence.
因为呢，这个物，这个灵魂，它其实是没有任何的物质的存在的，它也没有任何的物质的活动。灵魂它本来是不从事任何物质的活动的。And
the individual soul also does not do any material activity.
而且呢，这个个体的灵魂，它其实也不会去从事任何的物质的活动。
So why are we here in material bodies? We are thinking we are doing so many activities, and though many of the activities we do create us suffering. Why all this?
那所以为什么我们会在这个物质世界？我们会处在这个物质的这个躯体之中，而且呢，我们在这个地方所从事的所有这些活动都会让我们身处这么多的痛苦。所以为什么这样的事情会发生呢？
So why are we influenced by material energy in such an extent, and we have forgotten our real identity as eternal servants of Krishna?
我们为什么会这么大的被这种物质的能量所影响？而且呢，我们为什么会忘记我们是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人的这样真正的身份呢？
This is a question that many people have.
很多人都有这样的问题。
So that's why they have difficulty to believe that we are spiritual souls.
所以为什么他们就很难去相信我们是灵性的灵魂？If
we are spiritual souls and we are eternal and we are supposed to be always happy, why we are here in this predicament in a material existence?
所以如果我们要是灵性的灵魂，我们要是永恒的，而且我们要是总是快乐的话，那么为什么还会被桎梏在这物质的状况之中呢？
I don't want to suffer.
我可不想受苦。
I don't want to become old.
我也不想变老。
I don't want to die.
我肯定不想死。
Why those things are imposed upon me?
可是为什么这些事情还会强加在我身上呢？
If you say that I am a spiritual soul, why I am undergoing all these problems?
那如果你要说我是灵性的灵魂，那为什么我还会经历这么多麻烦呢？
So yes, constitutionally we are made as the same. We have the same nature as the Supreme Lord.
事实上，从原始的状态来讲呢，我们和至尊主是有同样的天性的，有同样的本性的。Sat,
Chit, Ananda, we are eternal, we are perfectly consciousness, we have perfect knowledge, and we are full of bliss. This is our constitutional nature.
那我们是 Sat, Chit, Ananda, 就是我们是完全的。 我们是这处于完全的永恒的，然后我们是处于完全的知识中的，而且呢，我们是完全的处于极乐的快乐的状态的。
嗯。This is exactly the same nature as the Lord. We have exactly the same nature.
而这个呢，就是主他所具备的本性。那我们和主所处的本性是完全一样的。
We are parts. We are parts and parcels of the Lord.
我们是主的不可分割的一部分。
We are not the Lord. In quantity, the Lord is great. We are very, very small.
但我们并不是主。从量上来说呢，主是非常伟大的，而我们是非常渺小的。
We are not the same as God in all aspects.
那无论从各个方面来讲，我们和主都不一样，和神是不一样的。
But qualitatively, yes, we have the same nature as the Lord.
但是从量上，从质上来说呢，我们和主所处于的本性是相同的。
Means we have an eternal existence. We are not subjected to any suffering.
也就是说呢，我们是有一个永恒的存在的，而且呢，我们也不会受到任何的痛苦，本来就不会要去受任何痛苦的。
We are always blissful.
我们总是快乐的，极乐的。
There is no one moment that the individual soul is not blissful.
事实上，这个个体灵魂，它哪怕一个片刻都不会是处在不快乐的状态下。
And I am not subject to ignorance.
而且呢，我本来也不应该是处于愚昧的状态。
But now here we are.
但是现在我们就是这样的状态。
We are totally affected by birth, death, old age, and disease.
我们完全是被生老病死所影响。
We are much more affected by miseries than happiness.
我们被痛苦影响的要比快乐影响的更多。
We manage sometimes to diminish or to stop temporarily our misery so you can experience a kind of happiness.
我们有的时候呢，设法是想去减轻或者是停止我们临时的这种痛苦的状态，然后呢，从而让自己能够感受一些快乐。
So as the Lord, one of the qualities of the Lord is that he is supremely independent. We being parts and parcels of him, we also have a partial independence.
那主他其中的一个品质呢，他其中的一个这个特征呢，就是他是至尊的独立的。那么我们作为主的不可分割的一部分，我们也有部分的独立性。
So because we have a partial independence, we may use it properly as the souls do in the spiritual world. They use that independence to serve the Lord with very spontaneous, they desire, they wish to serve the Lord. Or you can misuse that independence and say, I don't want to serve the Lord.
那就是由于我们有这部分的独立性，以至于呢，我们有可能会像在灵性世界的这些灵魂一样，会正确的去运用我们的这个独立性，也就是说呢，会自发的满怀着爱去服务主，因为这是我们想要做的。但是我们也有可能就错误的去运用了我们的这个独立性，也就是我们不想服务主。
Because this is not ordinary service, it's loving service.
因为这并不是一个普通的服务，这是一个怀着爱的服务。
The souls are never slaves of the Lord. They are loving, voluntary loving servants.
那么这个灵魂它其实从来就不是说是主的奴隶，它是从本心上它是愿意怀着爱去服务主，是怀着爱的仆人。
So what permeates the relationship between the parts and parcels of the Lord and the Lord himself is a relationship based in love.
所以说呢，在主的不可分割的碎片部分与主之间的这种关系所弥漫的这种氛围是满怀着爱的满怀着爱的服务的氛围。
And love is is, has to be independent. Without independence, there is no question of love.
而且呢，这种爱呢，它就必须是要有这种独立性的。如果是没有这种独立性，也就不称其为有爱这个问题了。
It's our choice to love or not to love is our choice.
爱或者不爱，这是我们的选择。
So, what is a mystery is that why some of us have made the wrong choice. Instead of choosing to love Krishna, we have chosen to try to be independent from him, to exist independent from him.
这很玄秘的地方呢，就是我们有些人呢就会做出一个错误的选择。我们没有选择要去爱他，而是呢选择要和他分离而在。
It's a mystery why it began like that, but in one sense it's not so much a mystery because even now we have the choice either to love Krishna or to not love him. And many people are misusing their independence in either way.
那么所以呢，展现出这样的一种状况，它看起来好像是挺玄秘的，但其实呢，它也没有那么玄秘，因为就是说是这个人呢，他是在做出这个选择的时候，他或者是做出了这个正确的选择。要以爱的方式去服务主，或者呢，要不然他就做出了一个错误的选择，他就不愿意这么去做。
Everybody has the choice.
所以每个人都会有一个选择。
The choice to love, the choice to serve is ours.
所以呢，做出爱的选择，或者是做出服务的选择，这都是我们所做出的选择。
We may not know what is the best choice. That's one thing.
我们也许可能不知道什么是最好的选择，但这是一方面的问题。
But we have we certainly have the choice.
但是毫无疑问，我们是有选择的。
So when we make the wrong choice of not serving the Lord, not being willing to serve the Lord and try to be independent. The Lord gives us that facility to experience that.
所以呢，当我们做出了错误的选择，当我们不想服务主，想要让自己独立存在的时候，那么主他也会给我们提供相应的设施来满足我们这样的想法。
But then we cannot be in a spiritual world anymore.
可是这样的话呢，也就意味着我们再也不能到灵性世界去了。
Because spiritual world is where everybody is in a loving relationship with the Lord. They love the Lord and the Lord reciprocates.
因为在灵性世界呢，所有的人都和主之间有满怀着爱的关系，大家爱主，而且主呢也会给他以回应。
If you want to be in a spiritual world and not be willing to serve, we're going to be a disturbance.
那如果你要是想在灵性世界，可是又不想服务的话，那可就变成了一种搅扰了。
So the spiritual world is free from disturbance.
但是呢，灵性世界是没有搅扰的。
It's like sometimes mother is cooking and the child is disturbing the mother. Wants the mother to give him attention and is disturbing the mother.
那比如说呢，有的时候妈妈在做饭，然后这会儿呢，这小孩就一直在那儿给这个妈妈捣乱。然后呢，就想要让妈妈给他一些关注。
Some mother gives a toy with a kitchen, and some give her some ingredients, some thing, and okay, you here is your kitchen, and you do your cooking.
然后呢，妈妈就在这厨房里头呢，就给了他一点这个玩具，然后给他一点这个食材，然后说呢，那现在那你就在这儿玩吧，然后你在这儿玩着做饭吧。
It creates a playground, a kitchen playground for the child to pretend that she is doing like the mother, and it does not disturb the mother.
然后妈妈呢就给这小孩呢，假装制造出了一个厨房，然后呢让这个小孩呢在这个厨房里面也学着妈妈那样去做饭，然后这小孩就安静下来，就不会再打扰妈妈了。
And the child, when he's playing that she's cooking, she thinks she's doing as as much as the mother is doing, she's also cooking. She's convinced that she's, the child is convinced she's doing this. She's not thinking she's playing. She knows she's doing that thinking that she's doing the same as the mother. She's cooking.
然后呢，当这个小孩在他这个搭的，就是在这个玩具厨房里面学着妈妈的样在做饭的时候呢，他自个儿可不觉得他是在玩儿，他觉得他跟他妈妈一样，他就在做的和他妈妈做的一样的好的饭。
So the same way, in order for us to not disturb the atmosphere in Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, Krishna creates a playground for those souls who are not willing to serve the Lord, who may create a disturbance.
可以说呢， Krishna 他为了要让我们不打扰 Vaikuntha 或者灵性世界的这种氛围，所以呢，他就为这些不想在灵性世界去进行爱心服务的这些灵魂们创造了一个游乐场，然后呢，让他们在这个游乐场里玩，这样就不会在 Vaikuntha 或者灵性世界去捣乱了。
Mm-hmm. And that's the material world. The material world is the playground for the rebellious conditioned souls who are not willing to serve the Lord.
那所以这个地方呢，就是物质世界。这个物质世界呢，就是在灵性世界的那些不想服务主的反叛的灵魂所待的这个游乐场。
And one of the first And when it comes to under the influence of this playground, the material energy, the original knowledge of the conditioned souls is covered.
然后呢，当被这个游乐场里的物质能量所影响的时候，这个灵魂它所具有的本来的这个知识。就被这个物质属性，就被这个物质能量给覆盖了。
And we become convinced that we take very seriously our playground.
而且呢，我们还特别认真的在我们的这个游乐场里玩，觉得这就是我们应该待那地方。
And we think we are actually doing very important things, and we are very important.
而且呢，我们觉得我们在这游乐场里面呢，做的特别重要的事儿，而且呢，我们也是特别重要的人。
So the first illusion that individual soul experiences to think that they are like Krishna.
所以说呢，这受条件限制的这个灵魂，他首先经历的虚幻就是他觉得自个儿就是 Krishna。
Like the child, she thinks he's doing the same as the mother, as important as the mother.
那么就像这小孩一样，觉得他在和他妈妈做的一样重要的大事。
So we know a child is living an inner childish illusion. She's not awakened to the maturity to understand. She is living in her childish illusion.
那所以我们知道其实这孩子呢他是生活在这种孩子气的错觉里边因为他还没有成熟到能够明白自己是处在虚幻的幻觉之中。
Srila Prabhupada gives another example. This is an example that Kishani gives sometimes in a lecture. And here gives another example as the child he wants to have the moon.He sees the moon in the sky, say, I want to have. And he's crying, he's disturbing the mother. He wants to have the moon. Of course, the mother cannot give him the moon. So the mother gives a mirror, and with the reflection of the moon, he says, see, you can have it, it's here. You can. He gives the mirror, and the child is seeing the moon in a mirror and thinks he has the moon.
那刚才举的这个例子呢，是说爸爸在他的一节讲课里面所举的例子。那在今天的这个师节的要旨里面呢，释迦牟尼佛给了我们另外一个例子，就是这个小孩呢，他哭闹着想要月亮，然后呢，妈妈没有办法真正的把月亮给他，所以妈妈怎么办呢？就只能拿面镜子，然后呢，在镜子里面折射出来的这个月亮给这个孩子，让孩子就觉得哦，我现在有了月亮了。
We think we have the real thing, but it's an illusion. It's just a reflection.
那我们觉得好像我们得到了这个真正的东西，但其实这只是一个幻觉，它只不过是一个倒影而已。
The child thinks his cooking, his kitchen, is doing the same as the mother, is good as the mother, but as we know, it's a childish illusion.
那么这孩子呢，他觉得他在厨房里边忙活着做饭，和妈妈做的一样好，但其实我们知道，这只不过是小孩的错觉而已。
And the other example given in Srila Prabhupada mentions in a dream. In a dream, when we are dreaming, we are experiencing a different existence in a dream.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 呢还给了我们另外一个例子，就是当我们在这个梦境的时候，那我们觉得我们在梦里面是处在不同的这种存在中的。
We are totally.Whatever dream we are in, whatever form we have in a dream, whatever situation we are in a dream, we are living that and we are totally convinced of that as the reality.
那么当我们在梦境中，无论我们是以什么样的形象展现，或者是我们处在什么样的处境之中，那我们呢，都会深深的相信这个梦境里面的一切的展现就是现实。
And according to the type of dreams we may have,we experience all different types of emotions, fear, great happiness, or angry. All these emotions that we have in awakened stage can be manifested in witnessing the dream. Witnessing, in being in a dream.
Yeah, you mean being in the dream can witness all of those emotions, right?
Yes, being in the dream, we experience all those emotions as we experience when we are awakened. But in the dream, we are experiencing emotions because of what we are experiencing in the dream.
Okay. 那么其实呢，我们就在这个醒着的时候，我们会体验各种各样的这种这个情绪。但是我们在梦境中的时候呢，其实我们也是会体验所有这些情绪的，比如说。恐惧啊，比如说是开心呐、啊，或者是悲伤啊，都是在这个梦境里都会有的。阿叔 ，still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. So the same way.And we are in a dream. We are not only experiencing those emotions, but we are identifying ourselves with the forms we have and the situations in a dream. We identify ourselves with all that.
而且呢，我们在梦里面不仅体验了所有这些情感、这些情绪，而且呢，我们还非常的认同于我们在这个梦境里面所展现出来的形象以及我们所身处在的处境。
Because we are not conscious of our awakening situation at that time.
因为在那会儿呢，我们其实并没有意识到我们醒过来的状态是怎样的状态。
But we are totally, totally present within that dream.
所以呢，我们当时呢是完全让自己处在这个梦境里边。
When we wake up after a short time, and we may remember that dream.And you say, wow, it was just a dream.
但是呢，当我们从这个梦醒过来以后呢，可能有那么一段时间，我们依然还记起这个梦，然后这时候我们就会在想，哎呀，这只不过就是一个梦而已。
You may have a little influence, in the beginning when we are kind of hazy, trying to wake up, but eventually it does has no more consequence in our lives. It's just a dream.
可能在最开始的时候呢，就是刚要醒，还没醒过来的时候，那会儿可能还是处在有一点晕晕乎乎的状态。但是呢，等自己完全醒过来以后呢，这个梦其实就不会给我们的生活造成太多的影响了。
Yes, maybe some dreams can affect us for a while because they were very intense and can really affect us for a while. But eventually, they go away, they fade away because our real awakened life is what we consider our real life.
但是也许可能有的梦境呢，它可能特别的这个强烈，所以呢，它可能在我们哪怕醒了以后，它还会影响我们稍微长一点的时间。但是呢，由于它毕竟是一个梦，所以呢，在我们真正的这个生活中，这个梦它其实不会再给我们的生活中造成太多的影响和打扰。
So, the same way the conditioned souls, they come to the material world, and they by the influence of the illusory energy of the Lord, the conditioned souls identifies himself with the material body.
同样呢，这灵性的灵魂呢，它来到了这物质世界。那么，在主的物质能量的影响之下呢，使得他就会认同于他所得到的这个物质躯体。
So the first is a false I, a false ego.
那所以首先呢，就是他会得到一个假我，一个就是一个一双假的眼睛，就一个假我，假我，对不起，假我。
Like in a dream, we identified with a false me.
那么就好像是在梦里面，我在梦里面认同的是那个假的我。
I am this body.
我是这具躯体。
I am this mind. I am this intelligence. This is me.
那我是这个心意，我是这副智性，那这才是我。
And these are my relatives, these are my dear friends, these are my country people, these are my enemies, these are mine.
那么这些是我的亲属，这些是我的朋友，这些是我的国人，这些是我的敌人，所以呢全部都是跟我的相关。
This is my cell phone, this is my desk.
这是我的桌子，这是我的手机。
My I and mine.
全部都是我的。
These are the symptoms of our material disease.
所以呢，这就是我们的物质的疾病的征兆。
And as long as we continue dreaming existence, we will going to be under this misconception of I and mine.
对，如果我们要是一直处在这样的这种状态下的话呢，那我们始终就会错在一个错误的我或者我的概念下。
Means we remain in a dream.
也就意味着我们始终处在梦境里。
We keep having this misconception about our identity and what is mine.
所以呢，我们就一直会承载着自己这个错误的概念，然后呢，会错误的认为这就是我的。
So this misconception is impregnated in a subtle body, false ego, mind, intelligence.
但是呢，就是这种错误的概念呢，它是承载在我们的精微躯体的，它包括假我、心意和智性。
These things are not part of the individual, the spiritual soul.
所以这些东西它并不是个体灵魂的一部分。
It's given by material energy.
它是由物质能量所给予的。
It's the first covering of material energy, is the subtle covering.
那所以呢，它是物质能量的第一层覆盖，它是精微的覆盖。
And through the mind, we develop desires. We wish to enjoy in a particular way, and then we receive a gross body with senses that can satisfy that particular type of desires.
那然后我们的这个心意呢，它就会产生出欲望。然后呢，我们想以一种特别的方式去进行享乐。那么有这样的特别的方式想去享乐的时候呢，我们就会得到一个特定的躯体，然后这个躯体呢就会有特定的感官，然后通过这样的感官呢去进行他想要得到的这种享乐。
The mind has no connection, the soul has no connection with the gross body.
而这个灵魂其实和这个粗糙的躯体是没有任何的连接的。
We hear that the soul is in the heart.
那我们就已经听说了，这个灵魂是在心的区域。
It's not in the physical heart.
但它并不是说是在心脏的这个器官里面。
It's in the region of the heart, means in the center of the body.
它是在这个心脏的这个区域，也就是说呢，是在这个躯体的整个的最核心的位置。
And the soul is surrounded by the subtle body is dressed with the subtle body.
而这个灵魂呢，它是被精微的躯体所围绕，也就是说是它其实是被这个精微躯体所包围起来的。
And through that subtle body, particularly through the mind, there is a connection. There is a connection with the gross body. Through the medium, the medium of the mind, there is a connection with the senses.
然后呢，通过这个精微的躯体，特别是通过心意，使得这么说吧，就这个灵魂通过精微的躯体。特别是通过心意，使得它和粗糙的躯体的这个感官产生了连接。
Then the senses become active.
这样就使得这个感官变得活跃了起来。
Not because of the soul, but because of Supreme Lord who is controlling the material energy.
这个感官它之所以活跃，并不是由于这个灵魂让它活跃起来的。而是至尊主他在控制着物质能量，使得这个感官活跃了起来。
Material energy is under the control and moves under the direction of the Supreme Lord, not because of our direction.
所以呢，这个物质能量呢，它是在主的指导之下开始变得活动起来，并不是说是在我们的指导之下变得活动起来的。
And the Lord Himself, it does not mix with material energy. It does not touch material energy.
而主呢，它是不会和物质能量混在一起的，它也不会去触碰物质能量。
Is not directly connected with its material energy.
而且主呢，它也不会直接的和物质的能量相连接在一起。
The connection is done through the demigods.
这个连接呢，是由半神人们来完成的。
So the demigod. That's why we have so many.There are so many demigods. There are 33 million demigods.
对，就为什么有3300万的半神人在那里
？And all these demigods are in charge of all different functions within this material world, particular in our case, in our material bodies. This all the movements of our material bodies are under the control of a particular demigod.
所以说呢，在这宇宙中的所有的一切的这些大大小小的事物，全部都是由这些半神人们所控制的。那么半神人们呢，他也控制了我们的这个物质躯体的一切的运动的这个产生。
So according to our desires and how much we deserve to satisfy those desires, the demigods provide the facilities and the body moves in a particular way and produces byproducts that we think are ours and we think we should enjoy.
那么通过我们的愿望以及我们多么的配去满足这个愿望，使得半神人们为我们提供了能够去满足这些愿望的这些设施。那么他所给我们提供的这种感觉呢，让我们感觉好像是我们自己的行为使得我们再去享受着。
But we don't have any control over material energy.
但是我们其实对于物质能量来说没有任何的控制权。
On the other side, material energy totally controls us.
但其实是另外就是反之而行的，就这个物质能量它是完全的控制着我们。
Material energy binds us.
物质能量它捆着我们
，like binding with a rope，
就像拿绳子捆着我们一样。
The word guna it means rope。
guna 这个词的意思就是绳子的意思。
And guna is also what you call the modes of material nature。
那 guna 它也就是这个物质的 material nature， 就物质。这个物质自然的属性，它也被
yes,
物质自然的属性也被称为叫姑娜。
So there are three modes of material nature.
在物质自然中有三种属性。
Goodness, passion, and ignorance.
善良属性、激情属性和愚昧属性。
And all this material energy is just a combination of these three modes of nature.
那整个这个物质能量呢，就是由这三种属性的组合而成。
Like a person, a painter. A painter can paint for you a very beautiful painting. Very beautiful painting with so many wonderful colors, like let's say a landscape, a beautiful natural landscape, and he paints it so nice with so many colors, so vivid, so attractive, so beautiful.
比如说一位画家，他能够用各种各样的颜色画出一幅很美的这个自然风光的画卷。
But actually, all these many wonderful colors is just a combination of the three main colors.
但是呢，所有的这些颜色其实都是由这三原色调配而成。
Red, blue, and yellow.
这三原色呢，就是蓝色、黄色和红色。
These are the basic three colors.
这是三原色。
And everything else, all the other colors, incredible, incredible variety of colors. It's just a combination and multi-combination of all these three colors.
而其他的那些非常曼妙的五颜六色的颜色，只不过是这三种颜色的结合而成而已，或者是就是结合了之后结合的颜色而结合而成的。
So through the modes of material nature, there are so many varieties of forms and colors within this material world.
那么就是由于这三种物质自然属性之间的相互结合，使得在整个这个物质世界里面有千奇万种的展现。
So these three modes of nature permeate everything and they affect everything in material existence.
那这物质自然的三属性呢，它们在这个物质存在中是弥漫着所有的一切事物的，而且呢，它也在影响着所有的一切。
And we, conditioned souls living in our material, the dream of our material existence, we are affected by these three modes as well.
而我们这些受条件限制的灵魂，由于我们是处在这种梦境的状态下，使得我们也被这三种物质自然属性所影响。
Oh, but we are spiritual souls. We have nothing to do with this material energy.
但是我们是灵性的灵魂呐，我们和这个物质的能量没有任何关系啊。
How can you be affected by these three modes of material nature? This is material things.
那这些都是物质的事情，你怎么可能是被这些物质的自然属性所影响呢？
Remember the dream, because we are in a dream, we think we are affected, we are convinced that we are affected by what we experience in a dream.
那大家要记得，因为我们现在是处在梦境之中，而且呢，我们是深信自己是被这个梦境里面的这些事情所影响着。
So because of our false ego, we are identified with our subtle and gross material body, and the subtle material body or gross material body, they are affected by the combination of the three modes of nature.
而且呢，就是由于我们的这个假我，我们就觉得我们是被这个，就我们认同于我们的精微以及粗糙的这个躯体。而这精微和粗糙的这个躯体呢，它是被这个物质自然三属性所影响的，被这物质自然三属性所覆盖的。
This only happens in illusion.
而这只有在幻觉之中，虚幻之中才有可能发生。
It only happens in a dream.
只有在梦境里面才有可能发生。
When we wake up,
那么当我们醒过来的时候，
then we become aware of a reality.
那我们就开始意识到了真实。
So in the same way, when we are awakened from our material illusion, from our material dream, then we realize, oh, I am not this body. I have nothing to do with this material existence. I am a servant of Krishna. Let me do what I am supposed to do now.I have so many service to Krishna.
那所以说呢，就是当我们从我们的这种虚幻的梦境中醒过来的时候，这时候我们其实就已经认识到了，哦，其实我并不是这个粗糙的或者这个精微的这个躯体，而我呢其实是一个永恒的 Krishna 的仆人，所以呢现在就让我去做我应该做的事儿吧。
Wow, what a terrible dream I just had. It may affect us for a while, but then we forget because we are busy. We are busy in our devotional service to Krishna.
那么这个梦呢，它也许可能在一段时间内会影响我们，但是呢，我们不会被提搅扰太久，因为我们会很忙着去为 Krishna 做我们的爱心奉爱服务。
So we can only experience material existence if you are under illusion, if you are like dreaming.
对，只有我们处于错觉的状态下，当我们处在梦境中的时候，我们才会被物质能量所影响。
Otherwise, we have nothing to do with this material existence.
否则的话，我们和物质存在之间没有任何的关系。
And this is the purpose of human form of life.
而这个也就是人类生命所就是这也就是为什么人类需要获得 ，sorry， 就这也就是为什么人类生命所应该具备的目的。
To realize that we are living in a dream, and it's time to wake up.
那这也就是说，这个人类生形它所应该存在、所具备的目的，也就是说呢，我们要真正的从我们的这种虚幻的状态下醒过来，知道我们要做什么。
We have to wake up.
我们必须要醒过来。
That's the purpose of human life, to wake up.
所以呢，这就是人类生形的目的所在，就是为了要醒过来。
No more dream. All this suffering, all these problems, all this birth, death, old age, and disease again and again, this cannot be reality because I'm not happy with that. So let me wake up.
所以呢，不要再做梦了，让我赶紧想过来，醒过来吧。因为呢，这个所有的这些生老病死，其实跟我就是没有什么任何的关系，因为我必须要赶紧从我的这个梦里面醒过来。
So it all begins when we start asking questions, you know, when we start inquiring, who am I? Who am I really?
但是呢，所有这一切呢，都始于我开始问一个问题，就是我到底是谁？我真的是谁啊？
Why am I suffering?
我为什么要受苦呢？
How can I stop suffering? I don't want to suffer.
那我怎么能够停止我的苦难呢？我可不想再受苦了。
What is the purpose of my real life?
那我的觉悟到底是目的何在呢？
Is the purpose of my real life just to grow up, get an education, get a good job, get a family, get many children, and then grow old, get a pension, and then wait to die?
那就是我生命的真正的目的何在呢？难道我生命的目的就是为了要让自己这么成长，然后呢得到一个工作，然后结婚生子，然后最后呢这个退休，得到了退休金，然后再慢慢的变老，最后就死了吗？
Cannot be.
是这样的，不应该这样。
Cannot be like that. So we feel this is not proper. Something is wrong.
对呢，不应该是这样的。那我们就觉得这里面其实有什么地方出错了，这好像不应该是这样。
So that's the purpose of human life, to find out that we are in a problem and we have to find a solution.
那所以呢，这就是人类生命所应该具备的目的所在，就是来找到我们的问题在哪儿，并且呢要去找到解决问题的方法。
Our real problem is an existential problem.
那么我们的这个问题呢，它像是一个存在的问题。
What is our real existence? Because this existence that I am faced to cannot be my real existence because I don't want this. I don't want to grow old. I don't want to grow old. I don't want to die. I don't want to suffer.
因为我现在的这种存在不应该是我们本来所应该处在的那种存在的状态，因为我并不想老，我也不想生病。我也不想受苦。
I don't undergo this self.
那所以呢，我不想要经历这样的痛苦。
Why this is imposed upon me?
那为什么这些事情会强加在我身上呢？
So these are the type of questions that we start asking when we really start beginning awakening and realizing there is a problem. And then when you start having these type of questions, Krishna sends somebody to help us.
所以说呢，就当我们意识到，我们其实是面对着问题，然后开始去询问这些问题的时候，那么 Krishna 他就会派一个人来到我们的身边，来帮助我们去寻求答案。
Sometimes you may not even be aware that we are asking these questions, but we are being questioning ourselves about these things, even though we are not so much aware. We already kind of not satisfied with our dreaming situation.
那有的时候呢，其实我们根本就没有意识到我们在提出这样的问题，我们就没有意识到我们已经对于自己的梦境的这种状态已经不满足了。其实我们已经自己在开始探寻这样的问题了。
But we already we are not happy. We want to have a solution. Honestly, we want to have a solution to our existence. I don't want to grow old and die.
那其实呢，我们就是是不开心的。然后呢，我们其实是希望能够改变自己所处在的这样的存在的这种状态，因为我不想变老，我也不想死。
So this is a fact. That's, it's very rare amongst all the conditioned souls. Most of the conditioned souls are all going in one way, in one direction. They want to be successful in material life, and they hope for the best that everything's going to be okay, and maybe they're going to stay here forever.
但是所以呢，这其实是一种罕见的状态，因为大部分的这些受条件限制的灵魂，他们所去的方向是一样的，他们都是努力的希望能够在这个物质存在中变得成功，然后呢也希望能够在这个地方多活一段时间，甚至于能够一直都不死，一直活下去。
It's what we call hope against hope.
那么这就是 hope against hope. 这叫
hope against hope.
对呀，这叫这个依赖于这个
hope against hope.
这就是抱着抱着万一的希望的这种侥幸的希望。
So that's how many people still most conditioned souls still endeavoring very hard to attain a good material situation. So and they then don't question their existence.
那所以有很多人呢都努力着希望能够在这个物质存在中取得成功，过上好日子，所以呢他们根本就不会去询问关于自己的存在的真正的问题。
They want to keep themselves in the dream.
所以呢他们就一直让自己处在梦境之中。
But some are trying to get out, you know, they understand that this is not real.
但是有些人呢他却努力的想要从这中挣脱出来，所以他们就知道这种现在的这种物质生活它并不是一种真实的生活。
I don't know if it happened to some of you, but I remember being young, when we are young, particularly children, we tend to be more aware of our dreams.
我不知道大家是怎么样啊，但是对我来说，就特别是在我们年轻的时候，是孩子的时候，好像我们就更加的能够觉知到梦境。
And happens sometimes, not often, but sometimes happen being in a dream and in a particular situation, which is very, very inconvenient, very terrible. And in a dream, we think, oh, this is just a dream. I'm going to wake up and this will go away.
而且有的时候呢，我们就是在做一个真的让人很不开心的一个梦的时候，在这个梦境里面，其实我就能够意识到我这是在做梦，我得赶紧从那个梦里边醒过来。
In the dream, we have that experience of thinking we are in a dream and you're going to wake up.
那就在这个梦里面，他就已经体验到了，我知道我是在做梦，我得赶紧醒过来。
So that's what happened with some conditioned souls. They start becoming aware that this cannot be true.
那所以呢，这也就是发生在一些受条件限制的灵魂的身上的事情，因为他开始意识到这不是真的。
So that's why here we are hearing Bhagavatam and reading Bhagavad Gita and living a life where we want to completely wake up and find ourselves in our real existence with Krishna.
那这就是为什么我们现在会做的事情，使得我们比如说会阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛，会阅读薄伽梵歌，然后以这样的方式呢，使自己有一天能够从梦境里面醒过来，发现自己是真正的和 Krishna 的在一起，并且在为他做出来服务。
We want to wake up from this dream.
因为我们希望能够从这样的梦境里面醒过来。
Yet it's still affecting us in many ways.
那么这些梦境呢，依然还是从各个方面在影响着我们。
But we already know the process to awaken completely.
但是我们现在已经知道了如何能够完全让自己醒过来的程序。
Because even though we know it's a dream, it really emotionally and psychologically affects us very much.
那么因为就即便是我们知道这是一个梦，但是呢，无论是从生理上和心理上都会很大的影响着我们。
We know, yes, there is no birth, there is no old age, there is no disease, there is no death for the spiritual soul. This is just the material body, a combination of material element. It's nothing to do with me, but we are still very much affected by that dreaming type of existence.
那么虽然说我们这个已经知道了，作为这个永恒的灵魂来说呢，它是不会经历生老病死的，而只有这个由物质元素所构成的这个物质躯体才会经历这个。但是，就即便是这样，我们依然还是会被这种物质存在所影响着。
So the first stage of awakening from that dream is to change at least agree that we have to change our misconception about I and mine.
那么作为我们要去改变它的最就是首先我们需要更正的是我们关于我和我的这个错误的概念的认知。
I am not this body. This is the first lesson we hear in spiritual life. We are not these bodies.
那么在我们这个灵性生活中，首当其冲要上的第一课就是我要知道我并不是这具躯体。
Which means that in this material world, nothing is mine.
那也就意味着在这个物质世界里面，其实没有什么东西是属于我的。
So if I am not this material body, then who am I? We know I am an eternal spiritual soul, eternal loving servant of the Lord. This is my real self.
但如果我是不是这具物质躯体的话，那我到底是谁呢？然后我们就意识到了，我们是永恒的灵魂，是物质是这个 Krishna 怀着爱的永恒的仆人。那么这个才是我们本真的存在的状态。
And in whatever is here in this material world, it's all the property of the Lord.
而在这物质世界里面所存在的一切呢，全部都是至尊主的财产。
Beginning with this material body I have.
那么包括我所具备的这具物质躯体也是至尊主的财产。
This body that the Lord gave me to satisfy my dreaming desires, this body belongs to Krishna.
那么主 Krishna 他赐予我这具躯体，能够让我去满足我梦境中的这些愿望，但是呢，它属于 Krishna 的。
So everything belongs to Krishna.
所以呢，没有什么东西是不属于 Krishna， 都是属于 Krishna 的。
So if I am an eternal servant of loving eternal servant of Krishna, then everything that I have or I think I have in this material world, I should use in Krishna's service because everything belongs to Him.
那么所以呢，如果我要是认为自己是 Krishna 永恒的仆人的话，那也就意味着，我所拥有的一切 全部都应该用于在 Krishna 的服务之中，因为这个所给予我的这一切，总体来说都是属于 Krishna 的。
So everything should be used in Krishna's service. It should be used for Krishna's pleasure, not for my personal pleasure.
那所以呢，所有的一切呢，都应该用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。所有的一切呢，都应该用于对 Krishna 的。
It's not for my sense enjoyment.
没有任何一件东西它是为了我的感官上的享乐而存在的。
And by using everything, beginning with this body, by using everything in Krishna's service, we are going to experience the most blissful sense enjoyment.
那如果我们要是把所有的一切包括我们的这个物质躯体全部都用于对 Krishna 的服务中的话，那我们就能够体验非常的极乐的幸福感。
Because as we try to satisfy Krishna's senses, and we are parts and parcels of Krishna, means our senses are also parts and parcels of Krishna's senses. So if Krishna's senses are satisfied by my devotional service, then my senses will also be satisfied because my senses are part and parcels of Krishna's senses.
那么如果我要是通过我的奉爱服务取悦了主 Krishna 的这个取悦了 Krishna 的这个感官的话，那么也就意味着我的感官得到了取悦的原因是由于我的感官是 Krishna 的感官的不可分割的一部分。
Yes, well, very, you translated in a nutshell, very nice. So, is to say, these material senses are not our senses. These are the material body. They belong to Krishna. So everything should be used in Krishna's service. But by pleasing Krishna's senses by our service, by using our bodies, material assets we have, we are pleasing Krishna's senses, and our real senses, spiritual senses, being part of Krishna's senses, then we'll become also very pleased, very happy.
所以说呢，这个我们的这个物质的躯体里面的这些感官，它其实都是属于 Krishna 的。那如果我们要是把这些物质躯体中的这种感官去服务主 Krishna， 而这些感官呢都是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分，那么也就会使 Krishna 它非常的。
So if you want to be happy, we just have to be always engaged in devotional service to Krishna.
那所以说，如果你要想让自己变得快乐的话呢，你就应该时刻让自己总是从事在对 Krishna 的奉爱服务之中。
And when we are always engaged in Krishna's service, then we are not anymore in a dream. We are not anymore in the material world. We are already in the spiritual world.
所以如果我们要是始终都在为 Krishna 做服务的话，那也就意味着我们就没有处在一个物质的存在之中，我们就已经是处在一个灵性世界，而并没有处在梦境里面了。
So when you are completely free from this dreaming existence, eventually Krishna will take us away back to our original existence.
那所以说如果我们要是能够从这个 ，sorry 啊，说 if we are
become perfect, we are perfectly awakened from our dream.
Okay. 那如果我们要是能够完美的从我们的梦境中醒过来的话，那么 Krishna 他最终就能够把我们给带回到这个灵性世界去，就会把我们给带走。
We wake up means we find ourselves serving Krishna as we were before, and they say, wow.That was really a terrible dream. I don't want to have that dream again.
那所以呢，我们醒过来就意味着我们意识到了我们像之前那样在服务着 Krishna， 而且呢，当我们醒过来的时候，我们就会发现，哎呀，这个梦其实是一个很可怕的梦，我可不想再让自己处在这样的可怕的梦境中了。
So, and from that point, we will not desire anymore to misuse our independence.
那所以呢，在那样的一个状态下，我们就不会再渴望着去错用我们的独立性了。
Finish our dream.
那我们的这个梦呢，就这样结束了。
Oof, so nice.
太好了。
So today was a review are things that we all know.
那今天呢，其实我们是给大家讲的是我们大家都了解的一个情况。
It was nothing new.
所以今天讲的内容呢，并不是什么新内容。
But it was a very, very important reminder that Srila Prabhupada gave in this perfect, and complete purport.
但是呢，这个信息呢，对于我们来说呢，是一个非常重要的要提醒我们的信息。而且呢，Srila Prabhupada也在今天这个世界的要旨里面呢，给了我们非常完整的这方面的信息。
It's an important reminder because you are still very much affected by our dreaming condition.
那这个对我们来说是一个非常非常重要的提醒的原因，是因为我们现在依然还是处在我们梦境的状态之下。
A little push, like sometimes people wake up, we have to shake them, so a little shake.
有的时候呢，我们要是想把人给唤醒的话呢，我们得晃晃他，所以我们今天呢就稍微晃晃。
Wake up. So any question or comments?
Yes. Here, the question, here has two questions, both of them from 喜宝 Mataji. First one, 顶拜阿叔和老师们，您提到的生命是被假我导演的一场梦境。我今天的提问是，前两天我对濒临死亡的亲人讲述了关于 Krishna 的知识和假我的关系，也不断地向他强调灵性世界的美好，并且祈求病人如果听懂了我的话，愿意接受在他离开躯体以后以 Krishna 知觉服务他的灵魂。然后病人用不停眨眼的方式回应了我，并且在不到一个小时内安然离世。那么第一个问题就是，是不是所有的人在知道没有起死回生的时候倒会变得听话和聪明，愿意把灵魂依靠在 Krishna 那里。 OK, well, the situation is that firstly, the Maharaji said that please accept my very humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu. Just now you mentioned that actually, our life in this material world actually is a kind of a dream. A couple of days ago, I experienced the death of a relative of mine. And before his death, I explained to him the knowledge about Krishna. And I told him the relationship between us and the false ego. And also I explained to him what a beautiful world of the spiritual world. And I also pray that if my relative can understand what I'm saying, and also, I also pray that after he left his body, he can, you know, started to use his soul, to serve to the Lord. And actually, it seems that he understand what I'm saying, and he started to, you know, blinking his eyes with me to give me some reciprocation from what I'm saying to him. Within an hour after I explained all of this to him, he passed away in a very peaceful mood. So my question is that for anyone who knows that they don't have any hope to keep the life in this world, they become, you know, to be more obedient and started to become smart enough to have this willingness to surrender to the Lord.
Well, we may. If we already experience that we don't want to live in this world and we want to know what is the solution, then Krishna makes arrangement that somebody is gonna give guidance, and then from that guidance we're gonna have to do something to rectify our misconceptions. So what this person, this patient, this relative that she saw passing away in a very peaceful, peaceful manner. Yes, it's nice because he received already a very important indication of who he is and what he should be doing. So the hope is that in the next life, either he's going to take birth in a family of devotees, or is going to be given an opportunity to associate with devotees and begin seriously the practice of devotional service. And this is already incredible mercy.
那么就是当一个人他其实他不知道自己该怎么做或者他的这个概念有错误的时候呢，其实 Krishna 他可能是会派一个人来到他的身边来向他更正他这个错误的概念。那么包括就是您的这位亲属呢，他其实已经从 Krishna 那里得到了非常的不可思议的仁慈的原因呢，是由于 他在这个离世之前听到了您给他讲的这些信息，那么然后导致了他最后安然的离世，那这样就导致了他在下一世实际上是很有可能会投生在一个奉献者的家庭，或者是能够处在一种能后和奉献者取得连接的这种状态的。
And begin the process of devotional service.
然后呢，从而呢就可以开始奉爱服务的程序。
And the second part.
Okay, the second part is, 佛家梵歌中说，即使一个人在临终的时候才第一次听见 Krishna, 并且愿意皈依臣服，他一定会得到 Krishna 的保护. In the Bhagavad Gita said that, for a person on the verge of death, even it's the first time for him to hear about the Lord Krishna, and he has a willingness to surrender to him, then he will for sure to get the protection from the Lord.
Yes, if he's willing to surrender, if he's willing to surrender, yes.
对，如果他要是愿意臣服，他如果想要臣服的话，的确是这样的。
He may hear the holy name, but his false ego may reject, or he just hear, but don't give much merit to that. But if he's willing to submit, realize that he needs to submit to the Lord, yes, at that moment he can hear the holy name in a very pure state of mind and go back to Krishna, yes.
但是就是如果要是一个人他在这个临终之时，他如果听到了 Krishna 的圣名，但是他不接受，就是他依然如果是没有这种想要去接受他这种心意的话，那他其实是从中得不到什么太大的益处的。但是他如果要是在这种很臣服的这种心境下，很静静的去聆听。 Krishna 的这个圣名的话呢，那他也许可能就是因为听到了 Krishna 的圣名，所以他就回到 Krishna 的身边了。It's
very rare, but it can happen, yes.
但是这样的事情呢，是很罕见发生的，但是的确是有可能会发生。But
whatever help we can give at that particular time, it's always very positive, always very helpful. May not bring that person immediately back to the spiritual world, but the opportunity is open already for the next life to begin devotional service, and then it can be very fast.
但是呢，就是在这个离世的时候，他如果是有机会听到 Krishna 的这个名字，对他来说都是非常的积极的。也许可能不能因为这一次的这个聆听而回到守身的身边，但是呢，会给他一个下一次开始奉爱服务的这种机会。那这样就会使他的这个进程就会变得很快了。
This is an incredible mercy.
真的，这是不可思议的仁慈。So
what you did was very nice.
所以说呢，您对您的这位亲属所做的这个事情呢是非常好的。But
particularly we should concentrate on chanting the holy names and ask the person who is about to leave the body to just hear. If they cannot chant, just hear and chant very intensely near them. This is the best thing. The holy name, the mercy of the holy name is so powerful. Too much philosophy they may not be able to understand, but just hearing the holy name, tell them just to hear very attentively, they may be able to do, and this is a tremendous benefit.
但是呢，就是下一次如果再有这样的机会的时候呢，做这么做是最好的，就是去念诵圣名，因为主 Krishna 的圣名是最有力量的。那么，在这个我们所帮助的这位临终的人，他如果是自己不能够念诵的话，您要求他做的事情就是静静的听您念就好了。 因为他在听的时候呢，他能够从中得到很多的力量，因为这个念诵圣名是最好的方式。因为如果要是在这会儿给他讲太多的这个关于克什纳的这个哲学的话，他也许可能就会变得比较困惑，他可能听不懂。但是呢，如果是听圣名的话呢，就会很有力量。
And I encourage them to take to hear the holy name. Tell them this is the name of God, and God can take you to Him. Just chant the holy name, hear the holy name very attentively, and request people around to also chant.
而且呢，就是鼓励他要去听，仔细的去听这个圣名，并且告诉他呢，这是神的名字。如果你要仔细去听的话呢，神是会来接你的。而且呢，也鼓励在我们身，就在他身边的人也都一起来念诵。
But what we have done is certainly very wonderful, very nice. Thank you.
但是呢，您为您的这个伯父所做的这件事情呢，毫无疑问是非常的美妙的，非常的谢谢您。
And she
keeps saying that she continues saying that 因为我大伯的这次离世已经让我和家人深刻的体验到了灵性力量不可思议的保护，感恩阿叔和老师们，节日快乐。 And then she said that the departure of his uncle this time actually made her and her family has a very deep impressive experience about the spiritual power, how inconceivable of the protective power is that.So what she and her family experienced. And she said that, thank you very much and wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you. And take advantage of the family being in that type of consciousness now to impregnate more understanding, because after some time they may forget. So now is the time to inject as much understanding they can absorb. So they start chanting also. This is a good opportunity.
OK, 然后呢，就是关于您的家人呢，阿叔说也要趁热打铁的让他们把这个机会好好的用好，然后呢用这个机会呢能够认真的唱诵起圣名来，因为可能就是在这个真正的身在其中的时候呢，可能这件事情对大家影响比较大，但是过一段时间呢可能就忘了，所以呢就这会儿趁着这个热度的时候呢，赶紧把圣名这件事给砸砸实。
Next question.
Yeah, next question from 淡然一笑 Mataji. 佛家梵歌里 Krishna 展示的宇宙形体里，而中呢也在其中，是不是说我们每个人都在宇宙形象中呢？我们都有自己的灵性永恒不变的形体呢？ Well, in the Bhagavad Gita, one Lord Krishna manifested his universal form. Arjuna is also in the universal form. So is that true that all of us are actually in the universal form of the Lord?Do we have our own spiritual eternal forms?
Yes, we have. We all have eternal spiritual form. Our real form is always there.
那我们每个人都有我们自己永恒不变的形体，我们的那个形体一直都是在那儿的。
Because it's eternal.
因为它是永恒的。
That form is our original form.
那么那个形体呢，它是我们最原初的形体。
But now that form is covered by the material form.
但是呢，那个永恒的形体呢，被我们的物质的形体给覆盖住了。
So we are under the misconception that we are this body and we are connected with all these material situations.
那所以说呢，我们就在这个错误的一个概念中，就是我们觉得我们是这具物质的躯体，并且呢，我们是处在这个物质的状态之中的。
Universal form the Lord showed was a material form. It's a form in the material world. It's not His original form.
但是呢，主他所显示的这个宇宙形体呢，是他在宇宙，他是在这个物质世界所显现的一个形体，所以这是一个物质的形体，并不是他的灵性的形体。
That's why Arjuna was seeing all the kings and he was seeing himself.
那所以就为什么 Arjuna 会在这个宇宙形体中看到所有的这些国王以及他自己？
It is a form that the Lord only manifests in the material world. It's like a material manifestation of the Lord. It's not the original form.
但是呢，这个是主在物质世界所展现的一个物质的形象，它并不是主的原初的形象。
We are connected with this original form.
但是呢，我们是和主的原初的形象相连接在一起的。
So this was the last question.
Yes, this is the last question.
Okay. Okay, thank you everybody.
非常感谢大家。
Have a nice festival means always remember Krishna, never forget him.
那我们有一个非常好的节日也就意味着我们要永远都想着 Krishna, 永远都不要忘记他。
So have opportunity to associate more with the devotees, to have more kirtan and take lots of prasadam.
然后呢，我们要利用这个机会呢，要和奉献者更多的联谊，并且呢，要唱诵更多的 kirtan, 然后要荣耀很多的 prasadam。
Yeah, lots of mooncake prasadam.
要荣耀很多的月饼 prasadam。
Okay. A very special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji for creating this opportunity for association.
特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dana Kelly 为我们安排这样一个机会，可以大家在一起联谊。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari,谢谢萨提玛吉，我们安排了这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在Krishna知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。
Shubhakandita Tum Nafimata Tum Chakam